rum old night for it, don't you think? I mean, going out for a walk at this time of night in weather like this. I should be sopping wet when I get home. There, there, Rex, don't make a great big fuss about it now, will you? Please. I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you now. Is it okay? Go on then, Governor, but you make it quick, will you? I'm getting blowing wet out here. This tree ain't going to keep us dry all night, you know. What is it? Come on. Well, you see, Rex, it's like this. I'm afraid we're going to have to let you go. You do know that we're struggling financially, of course, and everything will be okay, but just so long as we can cut back. I mean, it's nothing personal, old boy. You know that, I'm sure, but I'm sorry, old fellow, but we can't afford you. You can stay on another month and clear up, and we'll sort out all your affairs, and... Well, maybe when things get better, Rex, we can consider having you back. Okay? Well, I suppose it's going to have to be then, isn't it, sir? Really, it's going to have to be all right. I mean, what the hell. I could do a little break, actually. You don't mind me saying so. You didn't have to work paper under the ground anyway. So maybe I can take a little holiday, and when I get back from my holiday, we can have a nice cup of tea and talk it over, see what else. Well, see if we can take it from there, really, sir. Is that all right?
I think that sounds like a splendid idea, Rex. Yes, I do. I think you should go and take a well-deserved holiday. Enjoy yourself. Make the most of it. Hell, I mean, if things pick up in the meantime, we're certainly going to have a backlog of work for you by then, aren't we? Yes, jolly good idea. I've got to go now, Rex. I've got to get inside. I'm going to get soaked. I'll see you tomorrow, okay? Come round in the morning and we'll finish off things and sort it all out. We'll go over the paperwork together, okay? Bye.
Well, that's blooming charming, that is, isn't it, eh? Cripes almighty. Damn it.